From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his studies in the biblical doctrine of the Holy Spirit, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message entitled, The Personality and Duty of the Holy Spirit. In the course of this message, we've seen that the Bible teaches that the Spirit is a person, and that He is distinct from the Father and the Son. Not only are the attributes of personality ascribed to the Spirit, but the attributes of deity are ascribed to Him as well. Throughout its entirety, the Bible proclaims the Holy Spirit to be God. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in a few minutes. First, here is a devotional thought from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Look and Live. The text is Numbers chapter 21, verse 8. And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. This is a glorious gospel type. Jesus, numbered with the transgressors, hangs before us on the cross. A look to Him will heal us of the serpent bite of sin. Will heal us at once. When he looketh upon it, he shall live. Let the listener who is mourning his sinfulness note the words, Every one that looketh upon it shall live. Every looker will find this true. I have found it so. I looked to Jesus and lived at once. I know I did. Sinner, if you look to Jesus, you will live too. True, you are swelling with the venom and you see no hope. True also, there is no hope but this one. But this is no doubtful cure. Every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. The brazen serpent was not lifted up as a curiosity to be gazed upon by the healthy, but its special purpose was for those who were bitten. Jesus died as a real Savior for real sinners. Whether the bite has made you a drunkard or a thief or an unchaste or a profane person, a look at the great Savior will heal you of these diseases and make you live in holiness and communion with God. Look and live. listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the Great Revival, which took place in Ulster in 1859, a moving of God's Holy Spirit which saw literally thousands of people swept into the kingdom of God. Five of our Free Presbyterian ministers will deal with various aspects of the revival. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of the Reverend John Wiley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And what is the greatest need of the church today? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
We speak of the first person of the Trinity, the second person of the Trinity, and the third person of the Trinity. And I realize that when we're talking about the infinite God, there are terms that we have to use to try and get things in an expressible form, in an understandable form. But there's always danger in our terminology. Some people have the impression, even though they don't put it in words, it comes out in their action, it comes out in their worship, it comes out in their praying, that the Father in some way is the most important. The Son is next in importance, and the Holy Spirit is last in importance. You know, you're way, way off there. Co-equal and eternal are the persons of the Godhead. He, that is the Spirit, is God. Let me give you the proof. First of all, he's called God. The Bible calls him God. We have read it this morning, 2 Corinthians 3:17. The Lord is that Spirit. The New Testament word Lord is the counterpart to the Old Testament Jehovah. This is an absolute proof of the deity of the Holy Ghost. Let me show you it in perhaps more striking form still. In the book of Acts, chapter 5, you have one of the most serious occurrences in the early church. Ananias and Sapphira, both of them are smitten down in death. Now their sin was a very grievous sin. Look at verse 3. Peter said to Ananias, "Why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost?" I underline that. "You lied," said Peter, "to the Holy Ghost." Now look at verse 4, the very last line of the verse. "Thou hast not lied unto man, but unto God." You lied to the Holy Ghost. What is this? Peter says it is lying unto God. The Holy Ghost categorically called God. Not only so, but all the attributes of God are ascribed to the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to go through them in detail today. But he is called the Eternal Spirit, Hebrews 9:14. He is said to be omnipresent, Psalm 139:7. "Whither shall I flee from thy Spirit?" The omnipresent Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 2:10, he is the omniscient Spirit. In Zechariah 4:6, he is the omnipotent Spirit. "It is not by might, nor by power, but it is by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Paul took this up in Romans 15:19, when he spoke of mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God. In Romans 8:11, Paul attributes the resurrection of Jesus Christ to the power of the Spirit of God. He is the omnipotent Spirit. Again and again, he is called the Holy Spirit. Remember that that's his proper name. And then recollect the words of Isaiah 57:15, where Jehovah speaks and he says, "I am the high and the lofty one who inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy." When the Bible says his name is the Holy Spirit, it is saying he is absolutely, eternally, essentially, undeniably God. Then he's called in Nehemiah 9:20, the good Spirit of God. The good Spirit. Now keep that in mind as you think of Christ's words in Mark 10:18, "There is none good but God." The Bible calls him the good spirit, because the Bible teaches him to be truly God. He's true in the absolute sense. John 14 and 17, John 15, 26, John 16, 13. These are three references which the Lord Jesus Christ gives, emphasizing he's the spirit of truth. And he leads him to the truth. But God is truth. We noticed last week he's the sovereign spirit. The wind, John 3 and 8, blows where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. He is the sovereign spirit of God. Only God is totally free and sovereign, uncontained, unbounded, unlimited. That is the Spirit of God. He is God. He's God because he's called God. He's God because he has all the attributes of God. He's God because he does all the acts of God. We have read in Genesis 1, creation is the act of the Spirit of God. Romans 8 and 11, resurrection is the act of the Spirit of God. Peter says in 1 Peter 3:18 that Christ was crucified in the flesh, put to death in the flesh, and he was quickened by the Spirit. Regeneration is the act of the Spirit of God. John 6 and 63, it's the Spirit that quickeneth. You'll see it also in the work of inspiration. 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is inspired of God. All Scripture is God-breathed. And yet in 1 Peter 1:10 and 2 Peter 1:21, Peter says, inspiration, which Paul says is the work of God, he says it's the work of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is God. He does divine acts. And can I close this morning? And perhaps the most solemn note of all. The Holy Spirit is set forth in all his deity because he's called God. The attributes of God are ascribed to him. The acts of God are ascribed to him. But most solemn of all, the dignity of God belongs to him. Do you ever stop to think of the importance of the simple fact that his name is used right alongside of the name of the Father and the Son? Matthew 28 and 19, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. We have read 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 14. Father, or God, the Son, the Holy Spirit. You know, if the Holy Spirit were anything less than God, co-equal with the Father, that would be a blasphemous sort of statement to make. But let me come to some of the most sacred ground in the Bible. And again, this will probably have to be dealt with much more fully in a later occasion. But let me ask you to turn as we close this morning to Matthew 12, 31 and 32. Here's the dignity of the Holy Spirit. When I hear how some people talk about the Holy Ghost, when I hear and see some charismatic people so deluded that they make the Spirit of God the excuse for all sorts of foolish fleshly excesses, my blood runs cold.
Listen to this, Matthew chapter 12. Wherefore I say unto you, verse 31, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. Whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. If there's any verse in the Bible which shows the exalted teaching of God's Word on the person of the Holy Spirit, there it is. He has divine dignity. Let me just say to you this morning, my friend, if you're in this meeting and you're not saved, when the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached and there is a witness born in your heart, you're dealing not with man but with God in the person of the Holy Ghost. When Jesus Christ is evidently set forth before you, and you are drawn toward Him, you are made to feel your sin, and you are made to see that He is the only Savior, you are dealing not with man, but with the strivings of the Holy Spirit of God. It's a serious thing to deal with the Holy Ghost. I trust today that you will not be a resister of the Spirit, a quencher, a vexer, a griever, or a rejecter of the Spirit. But as the Spirit of God and of truth would witness to you, by His grace you would call out for mercy and come to Christ. And if you are saved, remember what I said right at the beginning in quoting from Octavius Winslow. Unless we can scripturally establish the doctrine of the personality and the deity of the Holy Spirit, we can give up all dependence on His influence. But we have established those things this morning, and thank God we can depend on Him to work. Where will He work? Where He is honored, where His person is esteemed, where His work is cherished, where His presence, His power, His grace, and His activities are sought, there will He work.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.